I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In the words of an Icelandic scientist today, it has not gone to sleep. But the volcano that grounded thousands of flights in Europe and beyond has largely stopped, blowing ash into the air. And for the first time in nearly a week, planes are again buzzing around Europe's skies. By tomorrow, airlines say they'll be almost back on their normal schedules. But as The World's Clark Boyd reports from London, it may take longer than that for some travelers.
People living near Heathrow Airport had probably gotten used to the silence. But this morning, with British airspace now deemed safe, one of the world's busiest airports was open for business again. Eve Dickinson was one of the first stranded British citizens to return this morning on a flight from the United States. She pulled a page out of the Modern Traveler's Playbook, using her cell phone to talk to the BBC.
We are very, very lucky that to have just touched down now. So, yeah, we're absolutely delighted to be home. As soon as we touched down now, a couple of the kids on board here cheered with delight and the adults got caught up in it all. So, yeah, absolute delight now to be home.
There were similar scenes across Europe. Not everyone so lucky, though. Steve Beer is a project manager for a British software firm. He's still stranded in Madrid with his three children.
We've been here for now about 11, 12 days. We were only scheduled for about six. Our original flight home was cancelled. We rebooked that for today, and that's been cancelled again. So we're here trying to work out whether we have to rebook our flight, which may be another 4, 5, 6, 7 days away, to get the kids home back to school.
The airlines say that many of their planes and crews are out of place, and that it will take time for things to get back to normal. Brian Flynn, deputy head of operations for Europe's air traffic control, called it a managed process.
The situation is evolving constantly. And of course, all of the aircraft controls suddenly start departing and arriving. It has to be managed by all of the air traffic control centers together, and it will be happening in a very dynamic situation.
Many are asking, so why, after 6 days of closures, is it suddenly safe to fly planes through European airspace again? Colin Brown is director of engineering at the Institute of Mechanical Engineers in London. He says that after 6 days, scientists and regulators now have a better handle on what threats the ash clouds pose.
We've been running test flights over the last 4 or 5 days and collecting information from the engines that have flown through those clouds and seen what damage the clouds have done to them. We found that the damage is zero, and so we're in a situation where we're now happy to continue flying through those clouds.
But, Brown says, airlines will have to keep an eye on their planes for the foreseeable future.
The number of checks will be greatly increased. It may even be every flight if you go through a particularly sensitive area. And that's possible to do quite easily. These engines are intended to be inspected. They're set up to be inspected. And you could do that on the runway or at the stand, take an hour or so, and you could make those inspections.
The airline industry, meanwhile, is adding up the cost. Giovanni Bassignani is Director General of the International Air Transport Association. He says the figures for European airlines alone don't look good.
At the peak of its cancellation, over the weekend, Sunday and Monday, airlines are losing 400 million revenues a day. As we estimate what is the total impact until now in regarding just lost revenue, until Tuesday that was over $1.7 billion revenues lost for the airlines.
The airlines are looking to governments for help in recouping their losses. That's in part because travelers are looking to the airlines to help pay for their expenses while they were stranded. Many airlines are arguing that they shouldn't be liable for events like a massive volcanic eruption, but they're going to have a hard time convincing those travelers who spent thousands of dollars either waiting for flights or trying to get home by other means. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in London.